Hello and welcome to the 101st episode of the Weekly Hotspot, where we love to get hot and sexy with you. Now, things have changed since the first 100 episodes, and you are going to learn all about that today. Got some surprises and an amazing co-host. But let me tell you, I am Mistress Delia of BegForMistress.com.
And I am Olivia, the Experienced Mistress.com. Miss Delia and I are both fetish mistresses. We play in the real life fetish scene. We also do distance domination fetish play and general sexy naughtiness on the phone. If you've never experienced phone sex, then you are in for a treat when you call us.
Oh, that is so true. Also, we are both in the virtual world, Second Life. And if you've never heard that or heard of Second Life, ask me or ask Olivia, and you can come explore the virtual world and all the fun visuals and all the sexy kinks with both of us.
Oh, man. Can I tell you, Second Life is so fucking naughty. I mean, listen, I have never been into gaming. Ms. Delia was the one that got me into Second Life. She's like, this is amazing. Right. I can help you do this. You're going to love this. Oh, my God. You know, just telling you about that makes my panties wet.
I love it when your panties get wet. I do. Oh, but okay. Aside from your wet panties, I think we've got to talk to. So let's talk about the format of the hotspot. Now, if you were followers of the show before, you know that it was kind of like a talk show where we had very specific segments. Not much is changing about that. We are going to have a segment, a topic for each show, one topic at a time. And we'll go back and forth, Olivia and I, about that topic for about 20 minutes or so. And if you're curious about it, have a listen. And if you're not interested in that kink so much, listen anyway. Because we are so like the weather in Florida, I'll tell you. We change, I mean, all the time. So nothing to worry about. It's going to be fun, fast, and sexy. Mm-mm-mm.
And let me just also mention, if any of our listeners have a topic, idea, suggestion, question, let us know. We'll tell you how to get in touch with us in just a second, and we will post once a week, each podcast, as Ms. Delia said, about 20 minutes long, and we want to hear from you. We want this to be interactive, or you can just simply jack off while listening to our lovely voices and leave it at that. It's totally up to you.
Fun, informative, sexy, and hot. That's always the goal of a hotspot. So, if you're brand new to the show, I bet you want to know a little bit about both Mistress Delia and Olivia. I mean, you want to know about your hosts, don't you? So, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself, and Olivia, you can have fun with me. And then Olivia will go ahead and tell you about her and just everything that's wonderful. So, I think DS is a dance. BDSM, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All aspects of power exchange are the interaction between two people. And I think one of the advantages of somebody coming to either you or me or both of us together as mistresses is every single one of our phone fantasies, it's based in real life. Right. Since we both play in real life, in our personal life. So the fantasies that we create are not fantasies, all of the emotions and the energy and the submission that people experience. Those are all very real.
Oh yeah. So very real. I often think of it as maybe a little bit of a dance. And, you know, I really value, the people that I have the honor of speaking to. And I really think of it like that. It is an honor to get to help people with their sexual questions, with their fetishes and kinks. And I really love that people trust in me, because I think in this, you know, dominance and submission kind of dance that we do, both partners have to feel trusted and valued and honored and safe, because that's the only way to have a great connection and to experience that growth, you know?
You talk about those connections and that growth a lot on your blog.
I do.
I love that your blog, begformistress.com, is a mix of education, how to, stories, kinks, things that you're doing in your fetish private life, things that you're doing on the phone. I love that it's a mix of all of that. You have a great blog. You make me want to beg for mistress.
Aww. I love that. You know, I think there's just so much of me that I do pour into my blog, whether I'm creating lingerie and taking pictures of it. You can see that under the pictures tab. Or, you know, kind of sharing stories about me and my subby hubby, Jack, who you know very well, Miss Olivia.
I do. I do.
Uh-huh. You've even played with him.
I have. I wasn't going to say that, but now that you've said it, let me tell you, Miss subby hubby Jack is awesome. Fucking awesome to play with. Oh my God. Fucking awesome.
Right? Right. Yeah. So yeah, we have had our naughty bits of fun, but just, you know, being able to share those little parts of myself, whether it's something visual or a little secret story that really no one else hears, unless they're reading my blog that no one else gets a peek at. I love giving those people who are loyal to my blog and who really have fun following me that peek behind the curtain of my private life. It really is just a sexy share for me. And it's kind of fun. So I enjoy that. So really for me, you know, BDSM is about everything. Whether we're having great fun exploring a new kink, or whether I'm talking to someone and helping them through, you know, kind of a hard time, a challenge, you know, something difficult that comes up with their kink. You know, generally when we talk and when we connect, we can make everything feel really, really right. And I love that. And I love that I have the opportunity to do that. No?
You know, one of the things that I notice about both of us is all of the places that we have for people to be able to connect with us.
Yeah.
So you're talking about your blog. My blog is experiencedmistress.com.
Yep.
Both of us have similar formats in that it's part sexy naughty, it's part erotic stories, it's part educational, it's part questions, that kind of thing. But we're also both on, oh my God, pretty much every social media there is
Hell
to
yeah.
know. I'm not going to list all of my stuff. Go to the about page on my blog, experiencedmistress.com, and you'll see how to connect with me on Skype, email, Twitter, Tumblr, Flickr, like all of these various things. And one thing that I love about both of us, we respond to people.
We do.
We answer our emails. We answer our messages. If you pop up on Skype and want to IM, we're not going to be people who are like, no, only do a session. Now, this is kind of within reason. Obviously, we're here for sessions. So if we're chatting to you for free and a session comes in, we're going to take that session. We're not idiots. But outside of that, contact us. Get together with us. You'll find us warm and welcoming unless you like us to be really bitchy and mean, and we like that too.
You know I can be bitchy and mean. You know it because, that hardcore undercurrent runs deep within me, I have to say. But pretty often, you know, things are just light and easy and fun. And it's like a switch. I can turn it on. I can turn it off, be really sweet and then really, really mean and then really sweet. And that just kind of plays into so many fetishes, humiliation and even hardcore things. It's a mind fuck. And I know you as well as I love a mind fuck.
Absolutely. And when people, you know, ask, are you a strict mistress or a sensual mistress? I'm like, okay, you have been watching way too much porn. If the only options are a vanilla, like escort kind of a person, a vanilla submissive sexual person, or a hardcore scream and stomp on your balls with my stiletto boots kind of person, those are my only two options. Then I immediately know that you're watching too much porn, because that sort of dichotomy is an easy thing to portray. But in reality, how people and how sexuality and certainly how my presentation works and your presentation as well is that mix of sensuality and then that edge and then sensuality, then the edge. I think of edge play, hardcore BDSM, as sort of the spice in a food, or like sweet and sour or salty and spicy. You don't want just one. Flavors are always more interesting when you have a variety of flavors and textures and styles combined into one. Which is one of the reasons why it's important that each person knows that they're getting a unique experience.
It's very, very true. Sweet and spicy, hot, salty. Mmm. You're kind of making me hungry over there.
Well, speaking of flavors, people are often shocked to hear I actually also adore vanilla sex.
Oh, see, I'll talk about that just for a moment. Vanilla sex is something that I share with my husband, Jack. And it's not really even like vanilla. It's more of like when you get that soft serve ice cream cone, the vanilla swirl, there's always some kink thrown into it. Always. So for me, it's kind of interesting to play into a fantasy on the phone where in my real life, I don't really get to experience a lot of vanilla sex because it's not our dynamic. So when I'm in a fantasy and I'm talking about blowjobs or getting fucked doggy style or just really, really sensual vanilla kinds of play. That is always so exciting for me because it's so different from the way that I really am, you know?
Oh, it's not. I do know, and it's not different for me at all. I've got a couple of lovers that they have no idea that I do like mistress stuff. Mm-hmm. And, with those guys, it's totally vanilla. Totally. I'm like, hey, I just want a fuck buddy. Okay. Let's you and I get together. I think they would be shocked if they ever saw me in leather or latex or my thigh high boots or out there with a riding crop or a flog or something. They would be like, what the fuck?
That would be an interesting night for them, wouldn't it be?
Oh, it sure would. It sure would. The only thing that I'm not is submissive. And by that, I mean the, when the caller or somebody in my private life is, like treating me like a submissive, ordering me around, doing the humiliation stuff, that kind of stuff. Yeah. I love to do it. I don't like to be on the receiving end of it, but straight vanilla sex, just sensual play. I love all of that stuff. Oh, and can I say, I love blowjobs. Just saying.
I love that. I love that. I love that. It's funny that you say that about, you know, the submissive stuff. I recently got an email from someone who's been pretty hardcore with me, you know, a hardcore kind of session. And he had said, you know, I'd really like to switch it around this time and have me be in control of you. I'm experiencing something a little bit different in my life. And I think I want to try the other side. And I really like this person, really like our sessions, but truthfully, it's not something that I could do. It isn't to submit to someone. You would not want that to happen because you won't get me. You won't get me. You won't get anything that has to do with me, with Delia, with who I really am at my core. And I would never want to fake it or give less than 110% when we're speaking on the phone. And so I actually referred him to a couple other people who are more sensual or switchy. And that ended up working out really well. So I do love to share, and I think it's important to know, and I know, Olivia, you are like this too, and you can speak to that. If I'm not into something that, you know, you write about, I'm going to be totally upfront. And if you ask me to be submissive, and I can't. Sorry, I just can't. I will refer you to other mistresses here who are switchy. And if it's a kink that I'm not too sure about and you want someone who's really into it, I'm always happy to refer to other people. 'Cause I think, you know, when you're sharing your fantasy, you should speak to someone who's really passionate about your kink.
Absolutely. Yeah. And let me also just mention that you and I, while we're generally around during Eastern daylight hours. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little bit more early morning. Anytime after 6 a.m. on, you tend to come on a little bit later than that, but we're here during the day and you take a break and then you tend to come back at night. I don't do that. So I often, when people are like, no, 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 I can only do something 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, I'm like, oh my God, you've got to talk to Ms. Delia. I love her. She's responsive. Anybody that I refer to another mistress, I'm referring because I know that that mistress will absolutely take care of that person. They will respond. They will tweet back. They will answer emails. They will respond to their Skype things. I am very picky, which is one of the reasons why I don't refer to just anybody. Mm-hmm. The woman might be fine on the phone, but if she doesn't answer her emails or if she's not courteous and professional and kind and giving and all of these other things, I'm not going to refer her. I'm picky.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I think sometimes as mistresses, we have to be, as phone entertainers, we absolutely have to be a little bit picky about the other people that we share our time with because, you know, you want everyone to have an amazing experience. And I think that that is such a good thing that you just said.
Well, and not just that, but you know what? You and I have, we share several people and and they know it. We don't talk about people out of turn. We're adamant about protecting our caller's privacy. Yes. But some people have done dual mistress calls. Mm-hmm. They know that we both talk to them. They've given us permission to talk to one another about that caller. And you and I genuinely care about people.
I think
you know,
so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that comes across. I'll be like, Delia, have you heard from so-and-so? No, I haven't heard from so-and-so. We need to check in, make sure he or she is okay. I think some callers are sort of surprised at how much we care about them.
Yeah.
And we do. We do. So it's not just a job. You and I have both been in the corporate world, the career world. Mm-hmm. We don't do this because we have no other skills and no other options.
Right.
We do this because we're kinky motherfuckers.
Fuck yes. We fucking love to be kinky. We love all this. Absolutely.
And it's great to get paid for doing something that we love. Mm-hmm. I mean, somebody told us follow your passions and we were like, okay, we will. Which brings me to this question. Do you ever masturbate on calls?
I do.
So do I.
I absolutely do. Oh my goodness. I have my Hitachi wand. I just have to spin my chair around and grab it. I'm like looking for it. It's behind me. So I have that, and I've been very fortunate. I needed some new sex toys back about a year ago, and I put a call out on my blog. Hey, it's my birthday coming up. If you want to get me something, I want sex toys. And I have so many amazing, amazing sex toys. One of my favorites being, I think it's, I forget who it's by, but it's like a pussy licker. It's amazing. It's this little comfortable ergonomic circle, and it's got like this kind of underneath all the really soft silicone, it's got this little thing that moves like a tongue. So, talk about,
you know what?
Panties wet.
We should do a hotspot on favorite sex toys
and use them. I think so.
I think we should.
What do you think, everyone? We want some comments on that.
And by the way, if anyone has questions, ideas, topics, comments, you can email either of us, Delia, D-E-L-I-A, at EnchantrixEmpire.com, or Olivia, O-L-I-V-I-A, at EnchantrixEmpire.com. Now, if you're new to us, let me spell Enchantrix Empire. E-N-C-H-A-N. TRIXEmpire.com. And then our first name, at Enchantrix Empire. So that's how you get in touch with us.
Nice.
Now you mentioned Second Life, virtual reality, and virtual sex.
I did. I think our hot spot for this week. On the weekly hotspot every week, we are going to kind of focus on something, and that is going to be our hot spot. It may have nothing to do with the topic that we discuss. And so today we're going to talk just a little bit about Second Life. There are about 15 mistresses that we have in Second Life in our virtual world. We have a sim, which is like a region or a specific place. We've got a BDSM club there, and it's set on this beautiful kind of beach setting where there are lots of places to go and cuddle and dance and just hang out and talk. And one of the things that I like the most about Second Life is that our avatars have been designed by Miss Tori to look like us. She uses our pictures. She speaks to us. She makes our characters look just like they should, just like us, which is really cool, because I like to do something a little fun, Miss Olivia. I like to look at outfits that I have and then recreate them in the virtual world and take matchy-matchy pictures. and throw that up on my blog just because it's fun. Because I really have connected to my avatar, and it's just, it's amazing to be able to play in a place where you can see me, Olivia, and about 13 other mistresses in 3D. It's fucking fantastic.
And you've got some news about what's coming up on our area in Second Life, on our Sim.
I do. We actually are growing. We are going from one region or one Sim to two. And a little birdie told me that we are going to have rentals there. So if you are in Second Life, and you just kind of log in and wind up where you last were, oh no, you can have a home and you can live where the mistresses are. How fucking hot is that? And there are going to be some little perks and things that come along with that, different exciting things that you can enjoy because you rent with us. But yeah, that is coming. That's happening.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Now, if anybody's listening and they're at all intimidated by Second Life, the virtual world, virtual reality, virtual sex, any of that stuff, send either of us an email, Delia@EnchantrixEmpire.com or Olivia@EnchantrixEmpire.com. We will hook you up. We will tell you exactly what to do. We've even got an option of doing it for you.
Yep.
Trust us. We will get you set up. If you're interested in virtual worlds and virtual sex, we will get you set up.
You sure?
And then rent you your own personal house right next to mine, right next to Miss Delia's. And then you can
be my
take
neighbor?
Your... You can take your sexy new avatar and walk over and go, hello, can I borrow some sugar?
And you know what happens when you come over to our houses.
Oh,
usually
yeah.
Something very, very naughty just automatically happens because that's how we do this. Uh-huh.
And how we do this, the weekly hotspot, is every week, 20 minutes, 30 minutes or so, we focus on a topic and then we highlight right at the end of the show, we highlight something. So this week has been get to know your co-host, Mistress Delia of BigForMistress.com and me, Ms. Olivia of ExperiencedMistress.com. Coming up next week on the Hotspot.
Well, next week we have a few things going on. We are going to talk about something hot, but our focus is going to be cock control. So I want you to grab your cocks and be and be sure to join us at 1 p.m. Monday, July 9th for our sexy cock control episode. Now, every week, even though this show is going to be pre-recorded most of the time, you can come to the communitykink.com chat room and one or both of us will be in there to chat with you about the episode. Just hang out and have fun. So that is something that you can look forward to next week. Cock control.
Grab your lube, grab your toys, grab your dick.
Uh-huh. And come see us. All right, everyone. We are going to wrap it up. This is Mistress Delia telling you to have a great week. And as always, stay hot and sexy.